Hi, my name's Tom, and Ant and I are going to be your presenters for this part of the radio show. This report is about the List Junior School talent show. Over to you, Ant.
Thank you, Tom. Yes, List Junior School has had its very own talent show. At KO Radio, our own Ollie Boucher has got through to the final. This is Tom interviewing him. Over to you, Tom.
Hi, Ollie. How did you feel to be in the final?
Scared yet excited.
Okay, what category were you in?
Math challenge.
Right, what were the judges like?
Scary, but not as bad as Simon Cowell.
Did you win?
No, but I drew. I drew again. So I was given a box of chocolates and a certificate.
A-okay, back to you, Ant.
Thanks, Tom. Those chocolates must have been tasty, Ollie. That's all for today.
Thanks. Now we are going to talk about the great skate park debate.
Mrs. Anne Keynes is leading a petition against building a skate park because she doesn't want children to get hurt.
But the children argue that if they wear a helmet, they won't get hurt. And parents say that it's better than playing computer games.
We are now going to interview Judy Onslow from the council about the skate park.
Firstly, where is the most likely place for it to be built?
Well, as you know, three sites have actually been looked at. One in Westliss, one within the middle of Newman Collard, and now the other one that's being considered is the Memorial Garden, which is near Hillbrow Road.
Is building a skate park a good idea?
I think where some people are concerned, it is not a good idea. There is an awful lot of people in Liss, in fact, who have had no input into the discussion at all, who I don't think are worried about it. And there's obviously the other side, which is the children, the adolescents, and older people, who in fact I've found out also enjoy skateboarding.
Which side of the debate is most likely to win?
I think there's still discussion going on. Some people have got very involved in the discussion, particularly a few against it. And there's hopefully this will calm down and we can actually have a sensible debate as to the final decision.
If it is, when is it going to be built?
When a decision is made, then hopefully on the site, which is the main problem or the main contentious item at the moment, is where in fact it should be built. And I think we're just going to have to wait and see in the next few weeks what happens. And of course this does actually come down to being a parish council decision, which is List Parish Council.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.
Just Dance, for sport relief. Do-do-do-do, Just Dance, dance. Just dance.
As you all should know, that Sport Relief are holding a Just Dance event.
The contestants are the following:
Katie Brand, Rufus Hound, Chappie Core Sandy, and some of the nation's favourites. Grumpy Old Woman, Jenny Eclair and Linda Robson, Leslie Joseph and Susie Blake. Also performing over the series will be the cast from Holby City, the news presenters and Olympians Mark Foster, Ewan Thomas, Leon Taylor, Dalton Grant, Heather Fell and Jamie Bolch.
Rufus took to the stage to perform Cheryl Cole's Fight for This Love, dressed in full military get-up. Some people also mistaked him for Cheryl Cole, also known as Shezza.
Katie's VT was done in the style of MTV Cribs. We love Katie's living room, which is apparently modelled on Beyoncé's own home. This is the first time we've actually laughed at Katie Brand, who we normally detest, so that's a good start.
Now the news presenters. This team consists of Louise Minchin, Ellie Crissell and Matt Barbett, none of whom we have ever heard of before. They are being choreographed by Strictly Come Dancing star Flavia Keke and Matt.
The Haiti tragedy. There was an earthquake in Haiti.
Many people were trapped under buildings, some for nearly 11 days or more.
Rescue teams from all over the world have come to help the people in Haiti.
Nearly everything was destroyed.
99
5% of people in Haiti have to live in tents.
Welcome. As you might know, at Listunia School, we have an upper school and lower school. How cool is that?
Recently, the lower school went to Hampton Court Palace and the upper school went to Selborne.
When we went to Selborne, Maddie got to hold a frog and Becky did not like that at all.
That was so unfair just because she was wearing gloves. Did you know there was a haunt at Hampton Court Palace, and Olivia will tell you more about that. Over to you, Olivia.
Hi again. I must say, how weird is that? I mean, I never knew about that, but can I just say that we did duck races at Selborne.
At Hampton Court, there's meant to be a haunt from 9 ghosts. And when we were having lunch, the door locks, and mysteriously, when we tried to open it the first time, it wouldn't open. When we tried the second time, it did open.
Thank you for listening.